This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Natale. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we'll hear a preview for the upcoming Moreau Lecture with keynote speaker Father Kevin Grove. Listen to this week's edition of Music Monday, highlight one of King's College's wrestlers, and take a look at this week's forecast. King's College is hosting their annual Moreau Lecture tonight at 7:30 with Father Kevin Grove of Notre Dame University. News director Nick Rotondo had the chance to sit down with Father Grove and get the inside scoop on tonight's discussion.
King's College has the pleasure of having Father Kevin Grove of Notre Dame University as the 37th speaker in the history of the Moreau Lecture Series tonight. With him, Father Neil Walk of Notre Dame University came to King's and talked to students individually. Father Grove and Father Walk were very happy to be on campus and took the time to talk about coming to King's.
You know, the most wonderful part for me is that as someone in Holy Cross, I feel very much at home here. I have the same cross and anchors around my neck that the brothers and priests here at the Moreau community do at King's College, and I see the cross and anchors and that the cross is our only hope all over King's College. And so though the institutions themselves are very different and have different size and different scope and different location and even populations around them, there's a lot that's the same. I mean, these are places both about educating the mind and the heart, but it's particularly inspiring to see the unique mission that King's has. I mean, I got to see an anthracite coal altar, you know, talking about the history of this region and what it means, both the good and the difficult parts in the chapel the other day, and got to go to German night at a local parish on Saturday night. So I've gotten a taste of what the valley here, the Wyoming Valley, is like, and it's really been a privilege to get to know it a bit.
Yeah, for me, it's been a sense of family here. That is what you find at all Holy Cross institutions. That's been a neat thing to encounter, and I think part of that has been meeting the faculty and seeing how many of them are King's grads themselves. That's been really wonderful to see how they're giving back to the mission and helping that mission to grow. So it's been very inspiring and neat to see the way the city and the college have interacted into a kind of a nice cohesive whole.
Father Grove also gave some insight on what to expect for tonight's lecture.
Well, first off, it's a little bit intimidating because there's a long-standing tradition of really great lecturers who come to King's College. This is an old and honored lecture series. It's very humbling to be part of it. But I'm talking about what it means to be religious in a world where that isn't always valued, or it's uncertain sometimes what that really means. And I'll be talking about resources in the Judeo-Christian tradition for living that well. And I couldn't be more excited to explore that with King's students, faculty, and folks from the surrounding area, because I found just in the conversations leading up to the lecture this weekend that people are really engaged in the subject. So I expect there will be great questions and great discussion after.
The main point that Father Grove wants to get across to our community is the importance of religion in a society that doesn't necessarily value it.
I'll say it this way. Oftentimes people decide first whether or not they're religious and then go about living their lives, right? Like it's an ultimate decision that they have to just make and then go on sorting out the details of their life after it. And I think people get that the wrong way around. And by talking first about our human desires, what they are, how we come to grips with them, and specifically the claim that Christianity makes on them, it isn't the story of a dampening of who we are, but ultimately the exaltation of what it truly means to be human. And I want to show that the religious tradition, especially the Christian tradition and the Catholic one, provide a really extraordinary way of going about that, one that isn't meant to dampen the human spirit, but to magnify it, bring it joy and hope.
With the help of King's priests like Father Dan Issing and Father Chase Pepper, students could schedule meetings with Father Walk to talk about their future after college. Father Walk goes on to explain what that means to him.
It's a great and a privileged position, really, to be able to talk to especially the students to see what is their current reality, what's their future, what are they thinking about, and to help give them the tools to discern. That's the whole idea. It's to what is it that God's putting in front of you as a different option? Something that maybe not quite what the world is looking at, but maybe what God is asking you to do. So to give them that chance to help them to look into their heart maybe a little bit more than they're used to, and to give tools to go forward, it's a great thing to be a partner with that.
Father Grove also had a few final words about working with King's.
It's just a great privilege to be here at King's College and wish the whole place well. It's a great honor to be here.
Amen.
The Moreau Lecture will be held tonight in the Burke Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. If you cannot make it to campus, the lecture will also be live streamed by the college. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Nick Rotundo.
Mondays bring us the latest and greatest releases of music around. Music director Therese Ruffsedge has the latest edition of Music Mondays.
You're listening to Music Monday on the 88.5 WRKC News at 5. I'm music director Therese Ruffsedge, and I'll be your host for today's installment of the show. Night Beats are an American psychedelic garage and soul group based in Seattle, Washington. Just this month, they released their newest album, Who Sold My Generation, on Heavenly Recordings. Here's a sample of one of their new tracks titled Sunday Morning. Was Sunday Morning by Night Beats. A Louisiana soul meets Austin rock and roll. Ben Milburn spent all his life in a conservative and religious environment in South Louisiana before following the sounds of guitars to Austin, Texas. Ben attended Catholic school for 13 years and spent most of his life headed down a traditional path. However, a recurring dream that he had experienced over 10 years shifted his course and brought him to his debut EP, Strange Love and Consequence. Off of that album, here's a sample of his track, Don't You Wait.
Don't you wait to see what I could improve. Ooh, I'm dreaming more and more each year. Ooh, I'm dreaming
of you. That was Don't You Wait by Ben Milburn. Cold Air is the work of multi-instrumentalist and Warsaw, Poland-based Tobias Balinski, currently considered one of the most talented independent artists in Poland. Here is a sample of his track, Endear. This has been music director Therese Ruffsedge for the WRKC News at 5. If you enjoyed today's installment of Music Monday, don't forget to tune in each Monday for the News at 5 to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
Coming up next, we will highlight one of the Monarch wrestlers and take a look at this week's weather.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
This is 88.5 WRKC, Northeast PA's most honored college radio station. Tune in to the multi-award-winning newscast WRKC News at 5, produced, written, and anchored by King's College students, delivering news from campus and the community.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
On January 23rd, the King's College wrestling team was invited to the Middle Atlantic Conference Championships for wrestling. The Monarchs finished fifth among the five teams that participated in the competition, but more importantly, placed in two weight classes. Sophomore Howard Kilpatrick finished second, weighing in at 157 pounds, and sophomore Ralph Bernardo finished third in the 285-pound weight division, losing a 3-2 decision against Jacob Wright of Messiah. I sat down with Ralph Bernardo to talk about the day and the future of the sport of wrestling.
Yeah, so we had a tournament. It's all day. We left Kings at 7 a.m. And that, so we don't weigh in until 9 o'clock, so we're in the bus for 2 hours, and that's always rough. But, I was pretty psyched for it because, I was the third seed. That's always awesome, right, when you're supposed to place, But I had a really rough winter break. You know, I was like 8-2 going into it, and you know, then I was 10-7 going into Max. So I was trying to bounce back, you know, and just take it one match at a time, each one, do a little bit better. And that's pretty much what I did, honestly.
With the more popular winter sports like basketball and swimming, wrestling is often a sport that gets forgotten about. I asked Bernardo what the most challenging thing about wrestling is and what his biggest transition was from high school to college.
It's just physically grueling, you know? Like in football, you have subs when you're super tired, you get a little hurt, you come out for a play, you know? And wrestling, even though that's a, you know, there's a team, there's a, you know, the dual meets, a team match, each individual match is just you. You know, you're going 7 minutes in a row, just you. You make a mistake, it's on you. You know, you give up, make you a bad move, the other guy has, you know, I guess his points on you. I mean, me personally, it wears on my body. You know, when I was in high school, I could go all the time and whatever. You know, I'm a little older now, not that much older, right? But still, a little older now, each match is just that much, takes that much more toll, you know? Just little bumps and bruises add up. The only guy I ever knew in high school who wrestled in college, you know, he was really good for us. He ended up getting hurt senior year, but he told me this about college wrestling. In high school wrestling, you can go in there and say, I'm going to win 3-2. That's pretty much just you only get score once. You get one takedown, you both get cheap escapes, whatever, and you can get one takedown. But in college, that's not a realistic goal. You know, everyone knows moves. Everyone can score. You have to get, you know, a couple takedowns, a couple scores, you know. It's like in football. You know, in high school, you might have a good defense, you win 7-0, you know. In college, though, everyone can move the ball, everyone can score, everyone, you know, you got to win 21-28, you know, stuff like that. And college wrestling, it's the same way. You have to score, you know, twice as much, three times as much as before, because everyone can get points. There aren't just fish out there who are just super easy to beat. Everyone can do something, you know.
For the first time in Olympic history, which is being held in Rio de Janeiro this upcoming summer, wrestling will not be a sport in this year's games. I asked the Matted Monarch what his thoughts are on that and what the rest of the season holds for the rest of the team.
I'm kind of into Greek and Roman history, so it literally was trying to find the best competitors and the best athletes out of everybody out there. And besides running, you know, running's not part of wrestling, everything you do in wrestling makes you the best at, you know, at physical strength, physical stamina, physical just, you know, movement and quickness. It is like, to me, it is the definition of physical superiority. You know, everything in wrestling means, if you beat someone in wrestling, honestly, you probably have to be the better athlete in every aspect, even in the mental region. You have to be calmer and more poised, more just know more things. Like, everything about it, to me, is the perfect definition of an Olympic sport. And, you know, I don't understand how equestrian sports, where the horse is doing all the work and you just get on there, is something people find worthy. But, you know, that's none of my business, right? We have a couple more matches. I think February 27th and 28th, we have our regionals. And I should come into that pretty decently seated, so I'm hoping to finish top three and make it to nationals. That'd be really cool because, you know, that's the nationals. You know, it's only D3, don't get me wrong, but, you know, that's the top, I think, like 24 guys in the nation. So that's my personal goal, is to make it to nationals.
For WRKC News at 5 and all your King's College athletics, I'm your sports director, Dan Lynch.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 25. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 42. And Wednesday will be rainy with a high of 50. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Brian Horn.
The annual Moreau Lecture will be held tonight at 7:30 p.m. in the Burke Auditorium, and the Economic Department will be holding an open house tomorrow from 8:30 to 11:30 on the first floor of the McGowan School of Business. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Natale. Have a great week.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.